As we proceed through modern Catalan art, we reach satire. Satire was the artistic production that sprouted outside of the art galleries, spreading through satirical cartoons in the press or in satirical weeklies. These were humorous weekly publications of republican or anti-clerical inspiration, where power was often subjected to ridicule. We find some of the most important satirical artists represented, such as Ismael Smith or Isidre Nonell. Joan Abelló's satirical collection is very significant. At the painter's house, you can find a remarkable number of illustrations, mostly by Ismael Smith. Ismael Smith drew for the satirical press, but his career as a sculptor and creative illustrator was much more significant. He fit within a special type of decadent art that fascinated Eugénie d'Ors. The essayist named him the first Nausentista visual artist. The room contains three drawings by Smith, Untitled, Supplication, and Concession.
In these illustrations, we see this refined line, this precise transfer of ink for such a detailed illustration. But we also see the presence of the stain, of more expressive lines. In some of these illustrations, we see men with a more feminine presence or attitude, or women with a more masculine presence. This gender transgression is evident in some of these works. I learned a lot from Pruner, especially about technique. I learned almost everything about the culture and the mechanics of knowing how to paint.
Chema Romero, Doctor of Art History. In the middle of the room is a drawing published on September the 22nd, 1909, part of a handful of illustrations published by Isidre Nonell that illustrate the fears, frustrations and feelings of the time using simple, clean lines. Isidre Nonell signed his drawings with the pseudonym Noé, Noah, or Josué, Joshua. He was a self-trained painter from Barcelona, restless and misunderstood in his time. He was part of the artistic group Els Quatre Gats, together with Picasso, Santiago Rusiñol, and others. Although he was born in a well-to-do family, he lived on the margins of a bourgeois society, which he criticized through his paintings. He collaborated with several illustrated publications, especially Papito, a Catalan nationalist publication aimed at a politicized, progressive audience. In the museum's documentation center, we have an extensive collection of the magazine Papito you can consult.